It's a midnight caller with Melissa Reddy, now senior football correspondent for The Independent, on top of her many other gifts and talents and roles that she's performed across the last few years. And Mel, you wrote something this week that caught my eye straight away, which was about this question of restarting the Premier League, and it likely players beginning to make the peace, some of them with the idea that it might be behind closed doors, that it probably will be behind closed doors. The first thing to say is this conversation about exactly how, firstly, unprecedented the whole situation is, how unlikely the whole situation is, and so that therefore, in an unprecedented and unlikely situation, any solution is likely to be both unprecedented and unlikely as well.
Yeah, it's very difficult at the moment to try and write anything football related to the resumption of the Premier League season, because for starters, football feels so trivial, given, you know, what's going on in wider society and the concerns that people have and the death toll rising. And so it feels very strange in the midst of all that, that there are people having to discuss how the Premier League season does resume. Unfortunately, though, the authorities, I think, as much as they don't want to be talking about it, as much as we don't want to be covering it, it's their jobs, it's our jobs. So when they've been discussing stuff, the journalists have been documenting it. And as you can imagine, it's not been going down well on Twitter. It's funny that even in a global pandemic, people cannot help but see things through tribal lines. Obviously, not all people. But a lot of feedback on Twitter has been so negative and based on the club they support rather than the actual situation we're in.